It's 12:02 a.m. on Tuesday, June 30th, and this is the Hidden Node for Monday, recorded a few minutes late. So, this is an attempt at recording on the Zoom H4n. It's not plugged into the computer, however, it is plugged into, well, it will be plugged into the computer once I go to Transit 12. Okay, so, there may be a little bit of shortness to this episode, depending on how long the battery life of the thing is set up to. I'm realizing right now that the recording is going in at about one bar of energy left on the little battery icon in the Zoom H4n, so we will see how long this lasts. So, I want to talk today about trust and breaking of trust, particularly in the terms of service, services rendered. This is going to be a little bit personal. It says, after all, an audio journal, so sometimes it will be a personal-type discussion. It happens. So, trust. Trust is something that, when it comes to a relationship between, be it individuals, be it customer, business, you know, business transactions, trust is something that is hard-earned and easily lost. It's something that comes as, well, how do I put this? Trust is something that is something you need in order to have a fulfilling relationship in terms of meeting certain requirements. When the trust between a service agreement is broken, you tend not to want to follow through with that relationship further, in terms of that thing. You will not necessarily break off the entire relationship, and in the particular case I might be talking about, we're not going to break off the entire relationship over this one thing, but it makes me hesitant to fulfill that request, or not fulfill the request, submit the request in the future. Well, see, this comes to the part of the discussion where I have to decide how much personal am I going to reveal, how much professional am I going to reveal. The professional is pretty simple. It's a business relationship with a vendor for my day job, and our request to fulfill our fall allocations. And simply put, we provided the vendor the specifications we needed for the coming months with, to me, or, no, sorry, not to me, let me back up, to me now, but not the time to me, a very clear definition of what our requirements were. Now, to be fair, in the industry I'm in, which is the retail side of a manufacturer with a retail base, there are certain industry standards I am still adapting to, that I am still learning. And one of those is generally, if you give a due date for when a PO is due, not only is that the final day you should have the items to your customer, but it is also the general time period the customer is requesting that item. So, for example, if I order something in the middle of June, and I want it with a due date of August 1st, it should probably arrive around the last week of July. Maybe a little before, maybe a little after, but just around that period. You probably shouldn't send it the next day, especially when no one has requested a rush. Now, to me, I could see where someone would make that mistake, would think that they should try to get it out as soon as possible, that would fit into their logistics. However, it's explained to me both by my manager and by other people in the department, this is not how it is in retail. In retail, you have that understanding. If any of you have a different opinion, let me know. Because I'm curious, because I'm only getting the view from my particular company. Now, because of that, my manager doesn't want to do as much business with that company anymore. Well, they'll still fulfill the orders that the planner side of the business wants to do, but we are hesitant to fulfill them as quickly and as efficiently. We are actually pushing back a little because we don't think that vendor is dependable. Now, again, we will probably still complete the orders. We will still submit the orders. But we will still push back and advise going with other vendors who provide similar products. On a personal perspective, there is a request. I'm handy, but I'm not the most creative when it comes to textiles or crafts or clay or anything that's small or requires a certain amount of manipulation. I've never quite mastered it. I do good when I play with it, but I'm not that great. So, in the past, it's been a request I've had. Well, let me first. It's not a request I've made. It's a request, an offer made when I've had a broken button, a small hole in clothes. My wife has also offered to repair them, which I think is great. Hey, that could save the household a few bucks, because I don't have to bring them to a tailor. And you don't mind doing it. You're the one who's requesting to do it. Cool. And in the past, she's done this awesome and great, wonderful, and I really appreciate it. However, the last couple of times I've requested it, as opposed to her offering it, it hasn't been met, even though the reply to the request has been, sure, I'll take care of that for you. I made a request Thursday to repair a button on essentially my favorite shirt. My wife said she would. And sadly, no. I made the request on Thursday, and unfortunately, she didn't get to it. Now, there are other factors. There are what she's going through, what I'm going through, what we each have to deal with. She by no means was obligated to complete this task. I don't think she has to do it. But since the affirmation came of, yes, I will do this for you, and it wasn't done, that is a damaging to trust. That is damaging to a request. It makes me not want to make that request in the future. Now, again, she doesn't have to. She's not required to do this. But if she can't do it, I'd rather her say that, you know, I don't think I can actually get to that. I'm sorry. You know, you'll have to find another way to get that done, which is fine. I've brought shirts to the tailors in the past, and I'll bring the shirt to the tailor. But it's, now, to be fair, I want to be devil's advocating myself here. I have done the same thing as well. She has made requests of me, and I have not followed through. There are times that I have lacked in terms of completing what she needed me to do, what I said I would do, and I failed. I failed her. And I'm sure much like this has damaged my desire to ask that question again. I'm sure that has damaged her desire to ask me to do similar things. It is a two-way street in that regards. It is something that has me thinking. It has me wanting to think more about being honest about what I truly can and cannot commit to. You know, going back to the vendor should have been on point in terms of what they would do. We expected them, we did send a request to this vendor saying that, did you understand the request in terms of what date we wanted it? They sent back a confirmation. So, they committed that they would do it in that range. They didn't. They sent it too soon. They had to bite the bullet in terms of paying for the logistics of getting that item back. She committed to doing something for me and fell through. Now I'm having to make arrangements to make a special trip that I would have rather have made during the weekend. She has made requests of me in the past that I did not follow through, and so it caused her to spend time when she should have been getting ready for something she wanted to do, or having fun with something she wanted to do, and said she had to follow up on my failures. And that's not fair. I should have been open with what my expectations, or what I could do for her when she requested that of me. She needed to do the same with me. The vendor at my office should have done the same. It makes a breach of trust because you have this expectation and you're not sharing what you truly can commit. So, I'm going to take this as a lesson to myself that if I really don't think I can commit to something, if I don't know for sure I can do something, I'm going to try to be more honest in terms of sharing what I can't do. And hopefully it'll spawn a similar reaction to those around me in my life, both professionally and privately. So, that's it. That's kind of my thoughts. I'm getting invaded by cats, so now is a good time to sign off. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.